Welcome to our WTU podcast, We Move People, your podcast for body, heart and mind. We are Alfred Johannes Neudorfer and Rosa Ferrante Banera. And in our podcast, we talk about the topics personal development, health, martial arts, philosophy and humanity.
Welcome to a new episode from our We Move People podcast. Hello, AJ.
Hello, Rosa.
Today we talk a very interesting topic about excellent people.
Yes, excellent people.
What are, according to you, excellent people?
Oh, in old cultures, there were also some words for excellent people, like the noble in the old China, or writer's man in the Orient. For these days, now we need a definition from excellent people for the time.
Mm-hmm. And what is an excellent human?
I think excellent people have a right understanding of correctness, a right understanding of attention, and a right understanding of appropriateness.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what is correctness according to you?
Correctness for me is that your doing is in balance.
Mm-hmm.
That there's a balance between you give and you
get. Take and yes, take and give.
And not on the same material. Maybe you get a lot and then you pay much money for this.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you pay much money to get a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The same.
This is the same. Or maybe you pay nothing or less and you work for this.
And we work for this. It's that there is always a balance between, like fairness. Fairness is a good term from our time. Mm-hmm. Right? Fairness.
Mm-hmm. Okay, attention.
Attention is a very important word, because if you have no real understanding of attention, then you can't be correct.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you always deal with attention.
Yes.
Or deal for attention. And then you think everything is good which bring you attention.
Yes. And when you don't get attention, then this bad, or this one is not sympathetic anymore.
You cannot see the situations in the real way. You are not in the real world if you are out of balance with your intention. You always look for attention. And so you see the world.
Mm-hmm.
And you think something is positive if you get a lot of attention.
Mm-hmm.
And then you do something for attention. And everything can be part of intention.
Mm-hmm.
You buy something, you do something, you think you are interested in something, you think someone is very sympathetic for you, but in reality you only look for attention.
Mm-hmm. And what do you mean with appropriateness?
Appropriateness, in each situation is the right way you act in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
And there are many wrong ways.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You can work for a result, for a target, in a right way and a wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
The mistake is not the target. Maybe the way to the target.
Mm-hmm.
A target is good. And if you have a target, you have to find the right way that you will reach the target.
Mm-hmm.
But not always are good.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So how can I become more in harmony with these three things?
These three things. I think people, excellent people, have a vision and a mission mm-hmm. in their life.
Mm-hmm.
They know about their why. Why I want this, why I do this, why I live.
Mm-hmm.
If you have no question for these answers, you have a great problem.
No answers for these questions.
Yes. It's the same.
Yeah.
Okay, if you have no answers for these questions, then you have great problems in your life. Then you go sometimes in this way, sometimes in this way, sometimes in this way.
Yeah. Then you're confused. You have no coordinates. No.
You have no coordinates mm-hmm. in your life.
And
excellent people keep learning all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Everything they do, they learn.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't example things to learn. They have a coordinate in their life for the targets.
Mm-hmm.
And I think excellent people are able to adapt to the changes.
Mm-hmm.
The thing they can use the changes in life for better things, for positive things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think these are people who do not see themselves permanently as victims of the circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
They think they have responsibility for their life.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But how can I become such a person?
How you have to act in a special way with your life. There are three words: to be, to do, and to have. If you act with these things in the wrong way, then you can't be excellent. Many people think they must have something, then they can start to do, and then there will be something.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't be an excellent human being in this way. In this mm-hmm. way, you always the result of the circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
And you think the life is this.
Mm-hmm.
First, you must to be in the right way. You must look at yourself. You must look at yourself, how I am, which mindset I have.
Mm-hmm.
Because the mindset is the basic for your acting. And you have a very, very wrong mindset, then you act with this mindset, and many, many results are not possible with this mindset.
Mm-hmm.
First, you must have the right mindset, then with the mindset you can act in a special way, with which you can have the results, with which you can reach the targets.
Mm-hmm. But not everybody should be an excellent man. A lot of people think, oh no, it's good how life is.
Everybody could be an excellent human being, but not everybody want to be this, because it's work.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think that you are not responsibility for your life, then you think, so I am. It's not my mistake.
Mm. I stay like this.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And excellent people are those people whose actions are not only controlled by conditioned stimuli.
Mm.
You can't be an excellent human being if your acting is only stimulated by conditioned impulses. No.
So you have to work on a lot of parts of the human being.
Yes.
You have to work on your attention, on your conditioning, on your identification.
Yes.
A lot of things.
A lot of things. A lot of things. And to, you have to act in the right way with these things. And you have to start with yourself. You should not start to change the world. You change the world first if you change yourself. If you can't change yourself, you can't change the world. You are the part of the world you have to be. And then you will be an idol or example for other people.
Yes.
And so you change the world. Mm. Not with rules. Not with ideologies. With examples.
Mm-hmm.
And to be an example, you need the mindset for that.
Mm-hmm.
And excellent people have developed and networked all three human areas. The moving, the thinking, the feeling.
Mm-hmm.
The whole human being is connected with this. Not only one part. You can't be excellent people. You can't be excellent people only with thinking.
Yes.
Or only with emotions.
And we also talked before about that topic. Why is this necessary to become an excellent people? We are in a very specific time. We are in a very new time in this area. And this are a lot of great chances and a lot of great dangers inside the new time.
I think we all the people who live in the world have a great, great privilege. They all live in these times. Never before there was such a time. So with so much possibilities, with so much changes. And there is a point in time with the artificial intelligence. They will do many, many things very much better than we human beings can do in the next years. But we have a great change. There are many, many things which only human beings can do. And so we can see this again, because the other things, artificial intelligence, will do better. And so we all can be very excellent people and can live in a very excellent world, because the excellent world is the result of the excellent people. If you want to have an excellent world, then start to be an excellent human being.
I think this is a good sentence for the end of this episode. Yes. Yeah. I think we will talk sometimes again about this.
About this.
Excellent topic.
Yes.
Okay, then thank you. Till the next time. Bye.
Bye.